Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including NBA Summer League, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online, where the game starts.
Today on 100 Yards of Football, Vincent Turner explores the 2022 Kentucky team preview in the SEC East. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're live here from headquarters. But also, you can catch the 100 Yards of Football podcast on demand right here on the website. Today, Vincent Turner explores, will the West take back the title or will the East remain as the supreme division? Will it be the tale of underdogs or reemergence of powerhouses? Whatever the story will be, we'll all watch it unfold week by week until one team reigns supreme. It's the Kentucky Wildcats here today on 100 Yards of Football from the SEC East, explored by Vincent Turner. Stick and stay.
If you like the video today, please comment and share. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner, and today we're going to break down the Kentucky Wildcats out of the SEC East. So, one more time, if you like the video, please comment and share it. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen today here on 100 Yards of Football. The Kentucky Wildcats. You think about the great state of Kentucky. You think, Daniel Boone! 1775, Daniel Boone. Then you think about the Wildcats. You don't really think about them on a football level. You think about them on that basketball level. Adolph Ruff, Mel Turpin, Rex Chapman, Cliff Hagan, Ralph Beard, 1966, Pat Riley and Louis Dampier. Dan Issel, Jack the Goose Givens, Kevin Greavy, Kyle Macy, Mike Phillips, Rick Roby, Sam Bowie. We're not talking about basketball today, though. We're talking about the Kentucky Wildcats. We're talking about their football program. We're talking about the second coming of the Wildcats becoming a powerhouse, maybe in that SEC East behind Georgia. We're talking about the rebirth of Tim Couch, Craig Lease, Damonte Dawson, Warren Bryant, Art Steele, Derek Ramsey, Jeff Van Note, Dwayne Robertson, the 901, Melrose, Orange Mound, Frank LeMaster. And of course, Bear Bryant did coach at this great school at one time back in the 50s. But the Wildcat football, it's all about not Bob Stoops. It's the baby brother of the family, Mark Stoops. We got to give him his flowers today because what he's done at the University of Kentucky from a football standpoint, 2 10-win seasons in 4 years at Kentucky, he's doing his thing, man. Coach Stoops, much respect. And it's really amazing that he's still at Kentucky. But man, he's changed the culture and the football program around. Let's talk about his football team. They start at the offensive side of the ball. You always got to have somebody under center that can make things happen. It makes your job so much easier. You know what I'm saying? So we got Mr. Banana Peel. 6'3". And all of them with a cannon arm by the name of Will Levis. The new Dak Prescott of the SEC. He is special. 2,800 yards last year, 24 touchdowns. He changed the whole aspect of the Kentucky Wildcats football team. He's the best quarterback they've had in a decade. And you know what? He's done more for the Wildcats in one season than what Tim Couch did when he was under center. I'm sorry. Then they got that guy from McDonough, Georgia, NFL potential. Went over 1,300 yards last year. Oh, boy. 9 touchdowns. Might be the best back in the SEC. McDonough, Georgia's right outside Atlanta. His name is Chris Rodriguez Jr. Then looking at the wide receiver position. They lost Wydell Robinson, who went to the New York Giants. But that's all right. Help is on the way. Tyvon Robinson coming over from Virginia Tech. 113 receptions, over 1,500 yards. But they got a 4-star by the name of Dane King, who was probably the best player in the state of Kentucky last year. Watch out for him. 4-star. And then, of course, Kentucky last year led the league in rushing in the SEC. And the thing about it, they got that big blue wall. Granted, they lost Darren Kennard. That's all right, though. But let me tell you something. They're not going to miss a beat with DeAndre Bruford. They brought a transfer from War Eagle named Tyshawn Manning. Oh, my God. And Kenneth Hornsley. They're going to be a pretty good team in the offensive line. The blue wall, don't worry about that. On the defensive side of the ball, this is where I'm most impressed. You're talking about experience. This is why Kentucky is going to be a dangerous team in the SEC East. 2 NFL tackles. You got Justin Rogers, former 5-star, 336 pounds. It's time for you to be that shining star. I'm sorry. Atorius Oxendine at 318, NFL talent. The Wildcats are very strong at the linebacker position. They bring back. They call them the super seniors. Jacquez Jones last year, 82 tackles. He's a 6-year senior. DeAndre Square, 5th-year senior, 224 tackles in his career at Kentucky. Then they got Jordan Wright, another 5th-year senior, 106 tackles in last season. But the guy who's going to be special, who I think is going to be all SEC and set the tone for the defense, J.J. Weaver. Missed 2020 with a serious knee injury, but came back in 2021 with a vengeance. Oh, did he come back with a vengeance? 73 tackles, 16.5 tackles for loss, 6.5 sacks. To me, he's the best player on the defensive side of the ball for Kentucky. NFL talent all over. And he's from the great state of Louisville, the city of Louisville, Kentucky. Same neighborhood as a gentleman who shocked the world in 1964 by the name of Clay, changed it to Ali. Can we say Sonny Liston was an afterthought? J.J. Weaver. When you talk about all the great defensive players in the SEC, don't be surprised. He's going to be talked about in that same lore. And then in the secondary, they got a very good football player coming back at the cornerback position, Carrington Valentine. I expect him was going to be one of the top corners in the league. This is a Kentucky football team. When you look at it, not going to do nothing fancy, but they got an NFL quarterback. I like their coaching with Mark Stoops. And I like this team because they're very experienced. A lot of experienced football players. And they went out and they did something that they had to do. When you have a weakness in your football team, they lost a great football player in Wydell Robinson. They went out and got a special player in Tavon Robinson. Yes, sir. Tavon Robinson from Virginia Tech. Check the game film. Check it all. He's going to be a special player hooking up with Will Levis. And Will Levis can make all the throws. So, I'm not saying the Kentucky Wildcats are going to win the SEC East. I'm not saying they're going to win the SEC. But on September the 10th, they go down to Gainesville, Florida, and they play the Florida Gators. And I expect him to win that football game. And then everybody going to go way back. Mark Stoops is up to his tricks again. And he's got a pretty good football team.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. And thank you to the gentleman that brought me up, Mr. Mark B. Bass. All I can say is, Daniel Boone, 1775. Kenny Shepherd, blue and black, bad to the bone. The Kentucky Wildcats, beware. Mark Stoops, Kirby Smart. Mark Stoops is watching. He's watching. Be blessed. 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.